The Holy Gospel according to the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone was very large, and it had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go. Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. All right. So you heard that song, and it relates to the text. You know, in there, the robed person who is speaking for God is saying, "Hey, the promise is Jesus is ahead of you. So go. Go. That's where you need to be." And they were afraid, which is normal. I mean, how many of you have experienced resurrection in your life? Well, one person did in the last service. That's pretty weak. No, when I worked as a chaplain in Grace Harbor Community Hospital, I worked in the ER one day, and I've told this story before, but a man came in and he was dead upon arrival, and everyone was trying to revive him, 5 minutes later, and he was about 40 years old. 7 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just trying everything, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. That's a pretty long time. And the doctor who was on call said, "I think that's it." And everybody walked away. And then a nurse, 2 minutes later, minute 27, said, "I hear something." And she heard a pulse. She felt something. And boy, everyone mobilizes. They keep going. 10 minutes later, he is alive. Like we sang, he's alive. I mean, it was mind-blowing because no one had ever experienced 27 minutes later, someone coming back to life. And not only was he alive, but he was able to communicate with his wife, his kids. It was amazing. And with Beth's dad, I've seen him die once when we lived in Lake Tahoe. He was in our backyard, and it was the night before this Sunday, Saturday night before Easter. He's out walking the dog, and I go out there with our dog, and he's on the ground. He's dead. So I go, and I shake him back to life, and I yell at him, because it's like, you can't die on Easter, Bruce. And this was 19 years ago. 19 years ago. He was resurrected, and he had another heart attack. He died a number of other times before finally dying at 82. But he knew resurrection. And he said, sometimes it's painful, because he said one time when I asked him, "Well, how are you doing, Bruce?" after he had had another heart attack, he said, "Yeah, my ribs hurt a lot because they had broken one of it." Because when they work on you, they're not thinking about, "Well, let's just be nice and gentle." They're trying to revive you. So resurrection is powerful. It's intense. And so it's natural to be afraid and fearful and wondering, unless you remember the promise, like I told the kids. I mean, that's my, where's my thing? I can have my cheat sheet. I don't know where it is, but I wrote the darn song and I can't remember the words. I still can't remember the words, Terry. That's why I always need my folder. I can never memorize anything, not even my own song. "I'll see you down the road. I'll see you all again. You'll never be alone. I'll see you soon, my friend." That's the promise. That's the resurrection promise of Jesus. That in our lives, what pulls us, what keeps us going, is that promise. There's more. There's more. There's more. Best dad knew that. Till his last breath. He came into the world like we all do. And he left the world like we all will. That man that I talked about, he died 3 days later. Now, not everybody gets to die and come back and gets 3 more days to make things right. He did. And in talking with that man before he went up to Harborview, it was amazing to talk to this resurrected person. Resurrection is, well, that's why we're here today. So here's the kids get to fill their eggs with the songs of things, but here's the challenge for you. And if you don't have one of these eggs at home, empty is fine, or you could fill it, depends on what you're going to do. There are a lot of them right here. So take one if you need an egg. But here's the challenge. If you believe that's true, that resurrection is a thing, that we are saved through Jesus, that we are redeemed, that God's grace pours on us, that we're new creations through this water of baptism, that we get to celebrate this meal coming up, where God's grace is infused in the bread and the wine or the grape juice. God comes to us in so many different ways, and hopefully you feel that today in this service. But there's that second half of the promise, and I'll be with you there. And I'll be with you there and there. So my challenge is the egg challenge. It's an exceptional challenge. All right, you know what I'm going to ask you. And since you're a great wrestler, because I've seen you wrestle when you practice in Timberline, helping future Timberline stars, what could you do with this egg that would give somebody a resurrection moment? If you gave this egg to somebody, what would you do? Okay, someone's having a bad day, and then maybe they're not being kind to you. You could pull out that egg and said, "Yeah, I played the French horn at this church, and this weird pastor gave me this thing, but I think you need it." Or, yeah, I mean, that you're going to figure that out. That could be an example. It could be something else. Oh, you think that's all funny? Well, here's an egg for you. Now, I threw this in the crowd, and everyone thought it was a grenade. It's an empty egg made of plastic. So someone... Oh, see, now John said in the first service, don't pick me. So I should pick you, but I'm not going to. You look like a good person who... You're a good egg.
I'm a good egg.
I only got about 80 more of those. But what might be something? Something. Oh, homeless. Yeah, that's what someone else said in the first service. And maybe you might put something in that egg, you know, to help that person. That's a great example. To tell a person, hey, down the road, grace is available. It's available now. Yeah. $100 bill. Well, here's a suggestion, $100. I'll let you decide what the number is. The youth know what they're talking about. I mean, that's a... All right, I got two more eggs. Well, I got a lot more eggs, but two more. Things that... What does resurrection mean? I'm going to throw this one over here. Oh... Did someone get it? What might you do? Cheer someone up. I thought you said chew someone up when they're. It's like, well, now that. I don't know if you were listening, Jessica. Yeah, cheer someone up when they're feeling down. You really wanted an egg. You were going to try and catch that. Yeah. Come on, Zoe, what you got? Oh. Right. So, yeah, give it in the form of food. That there's a reason I liked you. That food is good. So that's the challenge. The eggs are here. You have eggs at home. They're empty because they're meant to be filled with resurrection. Little bits of resurrection. Like the chocolate thing with the surprise. Those chocolate eggs that are full of surprises. That's what all of these empty eggs represent. Us, we know the promises. We know God loves us. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you right now, God loves you. We know God's grace is for us and for everyone. And so that's the idea with these eggs. Share them. Fill them with whatever grace means for you. And there's the other part of God that is always working as well, the Spirit. The Spirit will nudge you. It could be in a grocery store. It could be on the corner in a for a homeless person. It could be, as one person said in the first service, if you're still working, if you're a working person, maybe there's a colleague that you might need to have an exceptional conversation with. That you can think, how can, as he said, maybe the answer is as simple as, we've had this conflict, I'm going to just start again with this person. I'm going to start again. Resurrection. A whole new start. That's the promise. God loves us. God is for us. God fills us with grace. And then that last piece, that even in fear, God, through Jesus, is always ahead. Always ahead. Always ahead, saying, here I am. I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting for you. Amen.